Darkness GCR.
Well, we're here this morning in the studio with a wonderful young guy. He's got a lot more hair than I have. His name is Benjamin, and it's Benjamin Ministries. Hi, Ben.
Oh, hello. Hi, Amos. Hello.
Well, I just want to tell people a little bit about you and we can develop that, but let them know that from the 1st of April in Easter at 9:45 in the morning, you'll be coming along with a new program, which will repeat across the evening as well, Benjamin Ministries, a little 10, 15-minute slot about what the Lord's laid on your heart, which allowed you to speak. But I just wanted to develop a little bit about you so people can know a little bit about you, your history, where you're from. You're Jewish, I believe.
Yes, I'm from a Jewish. I was brought up Jewish. I became a believer, I think actually it goes about 30 years ago now. Yeah.
That seems such a long time ago, I bet.
It's a very long time, yeah. I became a believer through being witnessed to about that the people a person said that Jesus was your Messiah.
Yeah.
And Jewish people were waiting for the Messiah to come. So it was an eye opener for me to come to know him as my savior.
Were your family traditionally religious in the Jewish practice, or was it just a nominal thing that we are Jewish, but we don't really do all the bits of expected of a Jew? We've got synagogue and all the festivals, or were you more involved in that?
My family, they weren't Orthodox, but my father's side were more Orthodox. But they were liberal, but at the same time, we kept all the festivals. We went to synagogue regularly on Saturday. We kept the Shabbat on Friday. And I was bar mitzvahed, and my identity was very, very much Jewish, and it was very. We were brought up, I believe, in all the traditions and following the traditions, and so yeah, it was more about identity.
So, what did you understand, if anything, about the need for a Messiah, about sin and the Savior?
I had a lot of issues when I was growing up. My family were quite a dysfunctional family. And when I grew up, I was always searching about who God was, and I wanted that relationship with God. And in my early 20s, I searched lots of new ageisms. I got involved in the occult, and I got involved in lots of different spiritualities. And I had a dream, and this man appeared in the dream, and I knew that he was Jesus, the Messiah. And he said, Benjamin, there's enough food for everyone. And this really spoke to me about who the Messiah was.
How did you know he was Jesus?
I didn't as such know he was Jesus, because as a child we were brought up never to believe in Jesus. My mother used to say, never believe in Jesus the Messiah. And she didn't like Jewish people who came to faith in Jesus. Yeah. But I just knew that this was something very special, because he had such love, such compassion, such mercy. And I knew that he was speaking to my heart. And it was a few years from that down the line when a minister introduced me to, I think, the Psalm of David, which was prophesying about the Messiah, and it really spoke to me, and I gave myself to Yeshua.
Wonderful.
Along with my wife. Yeah.
So did you gain friends or lose friends because of that?
It was very difficult for my family at the time. My mother thought it was a horrendous thing to do, that was betraying the roots. Also, her and my father were brought up in the Holocaust era.
Right.
So they had many refugees stay with them in the time of the war. So it was very, very difficult for her to accept that her son had become a believer in Yeshua. But slowly, slowly, they accepted what I believed in. And no, I don't think it's a way to gain friends, becoming a believer, but it certainly changed my life, knowing Yeshua as the Messiah.
So that understanding, that acceptance and recognition of Jesus as your Savior, and your need for that Savior, it eventually led you to Bible college, I believe.
And years down the line, we were led to go to Bible college. When we became a believer, we did a lot of work with the homeless. We did a lot of work with people. We ran fellowships, and we ran and Bible studies, and we really had a heart for people. And years down the line, we were led to go to a Bible college and study the Bible further. So we did. God provided, and through then we were led into ministry, And I spoke at churches, ministered to people, did evangelism, and we were eventually led to start Binyamin Ministries. And through that, we were on the high street. We reached out to many, many different people, and we're carrying on with reaching out to people and teaching on his word.
Oh, fantastic. You're also a very talented musician. So literally you have a few other strings to your bow, as they would say. Do you use that in your ministry at all, or is it purely t teaching?
No, I use music, especially when I go to churches. I sing and I play the piano. My first instrument was the piano. So I use music as a way to minister to people. I'm also training as a media composer as well. I'm a classical composer, but I also do media composition because it's also another angle of reaching Jewish people within that sphere because there's so many Jewish people in the field of music.
Oh, fantastic. I've listened to some of your tracks, and I'll be honest with you, I find it very soothing. I mean, the piano is particularly a grand piano. It's just got that, I don't know what you would call that certain something that it just makes you just to chill and relax and just want to lie back on the sofa. But I certainly have enjoyed what I've listened to. So tell me then, you're going to be starting a program with us here in Genesis Christian Radio called Binyamin Ministries. You've obviously been teaching for a little while. Is there something specific that the Lord's laid in your heart as a focus? Or an audience group as regards the teaching, or do you just go where the Lord sends you?
I will do where the Lord sends me, but I always find it very important, especially when I go and speak at churches, teaching the Jewish roots of the Christian faith and seeing how important it is to reach Jewish people. But also, I always speak on the heart of Jesus and how God has a heart for Jewish people, the non-Jewish people, how he wants people to have that relationship with
Yes.
him. So that's what I'm about, yeah.
Now that's wonderful because I know we all battle today with this whole idea of Reconstructionism and the Lord's forgotten about Jesus and the church has replaced Israel and all that. And we seem to forget the scripture tells us no, Jeremiah 31, for example, as far as the sun and the moon and the stars up there, they tell me forever that Jesus is Lord and Jesus and God will always be with the Jewish people. And sometimes we can overlook the simplicity of some of those scriptures because they're so obvious, but we just mask over them. And it must be a bit of a heartache for you. Obviously, you still live in a Jewish area in London. I won't give that away where it is today because there's a few sensitivities around that. But do you find there's still quite a rebellion, quite a very dogmatic attitude by Jewish people when they hear the truth? Do they really fight it, or do they fight you?
The evangelism, if you do evangelism on the street, which I haven't done for a while, you get a lot of antagonistic people
Yeah.
because Jesus for them represents obviously conversion, and he represents many, many centuries of persecution. So it's very, very difficult for Jewish people to come to faith through that relationship with the Messiah. So when you're confronting a Jewish person with that Jesus is the Messiah, hearts are very much closed. I think it really takes a genuine opening through the Holy Spirit to reveal the Messiah to them. I mean, we know of a Jewish person we've reached for many, many, many years, and he was an Orthodox gentleman, and now he lives in Israel and he's become a believer. But this is after many, many, many years, and we just planted the seeds, but it's been other people who've reached out to him, and the Lord's been working on his heart. And I got a text from him, I think, a few months ago, saying I've become a believer in Yeshua. So yeah, it takes time, but generally it's very, very difficult for Jewish people to
Yeah.
accept the Messiah. But I would say it's very difficult generally for people in the world today to accept the Messiah as their savior.
No, I know so many stories and a few people who are involved in witnessing and evangelizing to the Jews, not just in Israel, but in places in upstate New York and around that area where there's a large Jewish population. They really have to spend a lot of time to gain the trust and to become part of that society, and then bit by bit, slowly by surely, they can actually expand their vocabulary to talk about Jesus. If you go in too quickly, sometimes you can actually back people off and they just don't want to speak to you again. And I know a certain person who spends a lot of time in yeshivas witnessing to young yeshiva boys, and she has to provide a service where basically they provide them an escape route. They get them a new occupation, they train them to be a chef or a taxi driver. And they have to move literally from one end of the country to another because the retribution and the hostility towards them and their family Even sometimes the families might have Shiva for them and say, you're dead. You know, but don't you know it? It must be very, very hard, very difficult.
It is very difficult. And from Orthodox point of view, if Orthodox people become a believer, sometimes they can be written off by their families. It's
Yeah.
very, very challenging.
So you have a large itinerary of speaking over the next few weeks. If people want to get in contact, you perhaps to book you to speak at their church or their event, how can they get in contact with you?
Well, they can get in contact through the website details that's been in the ministries, and I think the details will be on the site, and I'm speaking at a few churches in the next months, giving testimony, using music as well, and teaching on the Bible.
Okay. If I was to ask you then, whenever you say you speak about the Jewish roots, what are you focusing on? Is it Abraham? Is it Mosaic law? Is it the 12 tribes? Is it the lineage of Jesus through David? What do you focus on, if anything?
Well, I talk about the original covenant God made with Abraham, which extends then to the nations, and his heart is for the Jewish people, but also
Yeah.
to extend his hand to all those outside the covenant as well. But on also I teach Jesus in the festivals, and I also show him various. If you take the scripture where the transfiguration, and you have Peter wanting to build booths first for Moses and Elijah. This is a very much showing that how Christ is the Jewish Messiah, because it's foretold that in the coming of the Messianic age, many will celebrate the Feast of the Tabernacle. So here Peter thought that here the time had come for the Messianic age, but he couldn't quite comprehend that Christ had to die and resurrect in the way that he did.
No, I look forward to hearing your first message, which say we'll go out at 9:45 on the 1st of April, and it'll be every weekend from there on in, of course, repeated throughout the evening. Is there anything you'd like to say before we go, to mention to people before we hang up?
Oh no, just thank you very much for listening, and for your prayers as well, because it's very challenging, reaching, well, Jewish people or running ministries, and but I know that the Lord is there within the midst, and how much he loves mankind, and he wants to reach all those who are lost, and that's the heart I have for the lost, the hurting, the broken, the Jewish people, to reach them and to show them that Christ is their Messiah.
Benjamin, thank you so much. Benjamin.ministries@gmail.com. That's email if you'd like to get in contact with Benjamin. The ministry is called Binyamin Ministries. Binyamin, sorry, Bin Ministries, BinMinistries.com. Bit of an unfortunate name because people have been the ministry, but that's the way it is. It's BinMinistries.com. Benjamin, thank you very much for your time this morning. We look forward
Thank
to
you.
hearing from you in a few weeks' time and then every weekend here on Genesis Christian Radio. Take care,
Oh,
my
thank you
brother. I'm
very
going to speak to you
much.
soon.
Thank you, Amos. Thank you. Thank you. God bless. Thank you.
Bless you, brother. Sharing the station as well. And he's got a very easygoing way with people. And it's almost like he lulls them into a false sense of security because he's so laid back and he's so. And then suddenly hits them with this really impacting question. They don't see it coming. Going, oh, I wasn't expecting that. I'm not like that. I just rab it on. I just rab it
Oh, no,
on.
it's been really nice speaking with you, actually. Yeah,
You
it's been very
too.
refreshing, actually, this time, actually.
Bless you. What I will do, Benjamin, I will send you a link over the next couple of days, a cloud link. So
Oh,
when you
thank you.
start, you can simply upload the stuff up to there and then I'll be able to download it and bring it back.
Oh, that.
If you've got any music that we can play, then please upload it onto that as well. I'd love to
Okay,
play
I'll do
that.
that. I'll do that.
We don't use the music as a ministry, as a basis for the ministry, but it fills the gaps in between programs. Does that make
I
sense? So
understand.
we have a
Okay.
schedule of programs. Some programs might be 5 or 10 minutes gap between them. Others it might be 25 minutes, depending on the time of day. But we
Okay.
do play a lot of praise, worship, gospel music, however you like to.
Wonderful.
But
Okay.
I've got a friend of mine actually. Have you ever heard of klezmer music?
Oh, no, I haven't. No, but it'd be nice to hear them.
It's a form of Jewish music,
Oh, well,
and it's very abstract. It's
yeah.
very. It's not the sort of thing that you would listen to and go, "Well, oh, that's lovely." But as a musician, you would look at all the harmonics and the actual chord
Wonderful.
structures and go, oh, wow. And the reason why I mentioned my friend who, like you, he's a classical trained musician, violinist and whatever, but he's done a lot of research onto this. And when we look at the Psalms, we see that concept of praise, and worship through the Psalms, but with no real indication of the actual music. What did they do? How did they sing along to it? And what was the actual melody as such? How did it flow? And he's researched a lot of that, and he's found a lot of those original concepts in music. So that's where a lot of that klezmer music, he calls it klezmer music. I don't know what that means in Hebrew. I don't speak Hebrew that well. But that's the original concept. So they use a structure and a method of construction of the music that everybody who would have done it, from David and other musicians, they would have known. They didn't have the same notations we have, treble clef and bass clef, but whatever method they used to actually structure the actual music, it was something that they could pass on from one to the other. So there was a method of teaching it where it could actually be, I suppose, written down and passed on, and the various instrumentation, whether it be with the harp or whatever, they would have their part. And you
Oh,
think,
yeah.
they did that even then? Wow. And it just shows to me that the planning and the foresight the Lord had. When we look at the Psalms, it's just verbal, it's just words, or it's a prayer, but they were sung.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Wonderful, it's wonderful. Well, I'm going to have to go, so I'll send you the link over the next couple of days. But if you get any music, send it to us, Benjamin. We'd love
Oh,
to
thank
play it, definitely.
you.
If you have anything you're doing at the minute, anything you want us to promote, any upcoming events, whatever, again, just
Oh,
drop me
thank
an
you.
email. And on a Wednesday evening, which will be tomorrow night, George is my pastor, does the program live. So any announcements and things, anything that's going on, he will announce that then.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you
So
so
anything
much.
you're
Thank
doing, then
you.
he can push that out there and get people
Well,
to be
so
aware.
kind. I'm really so grateful. I really feel it's the Lord doing this. And but obviously, it's you as well. But so I'm really grateful. Thank you. Thank you so much.
That's what we're here for. At the end of the day, I'm just doing what the Lord has asked me to do. I was a policeman all my life. I retired. I'd
Wow.
gone to Bible school, and I didn't find much benefit from it, to be honest with you. And I knew I wasn't called to be a pastor. And I dipped in and out of radio over the years, and just felt this was what the Lord was leading me to do. So that's what I've done. I built this radio station. It's on the internet because there's no borders, there's no barriers. It's free to everybody. There's no restrictions, no legal requirements. So we can just broadcast where we are. And I was just looking through the list the other day. We're now reaching people in Russia, Mexico. Obviously, we get people listening in Europe. Where was it? The Philippines. So places I've never intended people to pick up, but they are.
Oh,
So
that's really
that's the
growing.
benefit of it. And Argentina. And there's a Jewish population in Argentina. So
That's
the Lord is
amazing.
doing it. I'm just making it happen. But it's the Lord that's doing it. So
Oh, it's
Lord's
wonderful.
brought you our way. So we're looking forward to hear from you in the weeks to come, brother.
Is it okay just if I put when you send me the link about the testimony, is it okay if I put ask the guy to put that on the website? The ministry website, the link.
What, the link for Genesis?
Oh
Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
the testimony as well. You don't mind.
So I'm getting mixed up. Sorry.
Oh, so you know when you it so when the testimony goes on online, would it be possible to send me the link? And would you mind if I put it on the website, the
Oh, you're
ministry
right.
website?
Of course. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'll send it
Oh,
to you.
thank you,
Of course, I will.
thank
Yeah.
you.
I'll just put it, whenever we establish the folder on the cloud, I'll just put it all in there and you can have it and do what you want with it.
Oh, thank you. Thanks very much.
All right.
Thank you. Thank
Bless you,
you.
brother, and I'll speak to you soon.
Oh, thank you so much, Amos, and have a really blessed day. Thank you.
Same to you, Benjamin. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take
Bye-bye.
care now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bringing light out of the darkness, GCR. Bring it. We are.